John, thank you. It's 7 minutes past six now. Good morning to you all from Rhian and Fliss with you until 9 o'clock. Now, the body which considers appeals from people banned from working with children has attacked the culture of blame, which it says is now affecting professionals working in child protection. The comments follow the reinstatement after appeal of the social worker struck off for her mistakes in the case of Aaron Gilbert, the 13-month-old boy murdered by his mother's boyfriend in Swansea. Now, the Care Standards Tribunal also said that despite expensive inquiries into child deaths in the UK, the number of child homicides has stayed the same. Well, Liz Davis is with us, social worker and a senior lecturer in children and family work at London Metropolitan University. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is there really a feeling among social workers, do you think, of somehow being victimised at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. And it's happening all over the country. And this is a very welcome tribunal decision to support this social worker, who's been very brave indeed to challenge the decision that was made to effectively end her career. Mm. And now she can reclaim her work and work with children again.
But where you have inquiries take place and where it's found there is blame to be placed on individual social workers, that shouldn't be ducked, should it?
Absolutely not. And we know that a child protection response should have been immediately in place for this child and may well have prevented some kind of tragedy. But she acknowledges her mistakes, and this was very brave of her to do so, and quite right of her to do so. But what the tribunal said was that she was herself the victim of organisational failure, and the public need to look at all these cases like Baby Peter and Victoria Kimbier and realise that social workers cannot do the job of protecting children in unsafe working conditions. And I think Swansea Council acted quite correctly when they allowed her to continue to work.
So in general terms, you think that inquiries should look at the policies of social service departments rather than at the work of individual social workers?
Well, we have to look at the work of individual workers who are, of course, accountable for their actions, but we have to look at can they work in the conditions in which they're currently working? They dismantled their child protection teams, and she was working on her own as a social worker in a frontline team with other workers who were not qualified, and she had very little training and very little supervision. And, you know, you have to say not what did she get wrong, but how on earth did anyone expect her to get it right in the circumstances?
But inquiries that there have been in the past, and well-publicised inquiries like the Victoria Kimbier case, have looked at the departments, but they've also looked at and criticised individuals. I know you were an expert witness, I think, in the Kimbier case, weren't you, on behalf of one social worker?
But the Care Standards Tribunal in Lisa Arthur Worry's case, who was the social worker in the situation, they were also very clear, and when they vindicated her, that she could not have done the job in the circumstances that she was working. I mean, this team that this social worker's in, they got 50-odd referrals a day, covering a whole wide range of need, which meant that they and their government targets on all of those cases, they're under enormous pressure, and the high-risk cases were obviously getting lost, and that's being seen across the country. It's a case of the needle in the haystack.
In this particular case, what we have now is the father of the young boy who died saying that what we have in effect is a social worker that's been given a slap on the wrist. He and many other people would like to see more than that, and sometimes you need more than that, don't you?
Well, I think what we actually need is a focus on current government policy, which is forcing authorities to move away from protecting children and towards a more general prevention agenda. And this has led to the demise of our child protection systems and much less work with joint work with police and other agencies. And we can only protect children when we work closely with other agencies. And in this case, there was all the other agencies involved had information which was very relevant to any decision making about this family. This social didn't become party to that information, and we can't do the job unless we're working very closely with other agencies, and it's the systems of that multi-agency working which have been destroyed.
Liz Davis, thank you. Liz Davis is a social worker herself and a senior lecturer in children and family work at London Metropolitan University.
Coming up to 12 minutes past six, there was an 8...